Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from Centerville High School, from a teenager who finds closure about a family mystery.
My name is DeMarco Brooks. I'm a senior at Centerville High School. I am smart, goofy, I'm funny. There's a lot about me that I like. My family is very protective of each other. If you lived under my roof, you would feel a lot more safe than anywhere else just because we all have each other's backs. I am currently 17 and still curious about something that has a deeper meaning to me, my mother Joanne, my father DeMarco Brooks Sr., and my younger brother and sister. I was using the restroom in my house, and there were these two dolls on top of the towel rack. Both dolls looked exactly the same, as if someone bought the same toy for their daughters so they wouldn't fight over whose looked better. Both dolls identical, same eyes, same hair, but they had on baby clothes with a different color, one red and one pink. I never understood why the dolls were there. It annoyed me because what are dolls doing in the restroom? When I got older, I asked my mom Joanne about the dolls. She didn't answer me. But I was young, curious, and could not realize how much importance it really was to her. She never said anything. She was just quiet. Whenever I would go to my dad about the situation, or about any situation, he would always send me straight to my mom, and I still would never get an answer. My family are Christians. We always go to church on Sundays. In our church, people sometimes give a testimony about how God has been important in their lives. One Sunday, the church started to talk about everyone's problems, and I remember it was loud, lights were on, and then it got quiet all of a sudden. My mother, out of nowhere, was singled out, and I knew something was wrong. At that time, I can remember our pastor saying to the church that God took my mother's two babies for a reason, and she started bawling out in tears right in front of us and the whole church. And I was so lost, I just felt so sad and hopeless. Later on that week, my mom sat me and my younger sister and brother, Yolanda and Damian, down and talked to us about my two sisters. I remember her telling us that they were really beautiful, just not healthy enough to live. Both were underweight and had trouble breathing. The doctor told her they wouldn't make it through the night. My mom was so devastated. She stayed the whole night with them, talking to them as if they were the best of friends since kindergarten. My mother had told me she got the dolls for remembrance. The dolls are very important to my mother and mean the world to her. We all hugged it out and told my mom it would be okay. You still have us. And she smiled and hugged us even harder. Finally, after hearing the whole story and finding the truth about my two sisters, it honestly makes you imagine a lot. What would they have been like? What sports would they have played? How tall would they be? What are their favorite colors? Wish I could have one chance to meet my sisters. It would really be a dream come true. The real message of this is for teens, or actually anyone with a sibling, to appreciate that gift and tell them you love them every day. This is DeMarco Brooks for Dayton Youth Radio.
That was a story entitled Testimony, written and produced by DeMarco Brooks at Centerville High School. Special thanks to DeMarco's teacher, Trisha Rapak. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.